This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Thank you for joining me here on Layla Weighs In. Thanks for tuning into this podcast. Thank you for downloading this podcast is the more appropriate term, right? I hope you are all doing well. I appreciate your questions, your comments, topics of interest. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. If you don't already subscribe to the newsletter, you can do so. It's free. Go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. The newsletter comes out around every Thursday, and you may unsubscribe at any time. Again, for your questions, radioprogram@AOL.com. And I'm voting this podcast to answering your questions. Yay. Okay. So, I've got one from Dina. Dear Layla, I value your opinion. I am carbohydrate sensitive, so I look at all nutritional labels for carbohydrate content. Way to go, Dina. I use organic plain yogurt. The full fat always has more carbohydrate than the low fat. What do you advise? Actually, Dina, I wonder if you're reading that the right way. And I'm wondering the brands of yogurts you're looking at, because when I look at the nutrition facts label on a container of full fat yogurt versus a container of low fat yogurt, I find that the low fat yogurt has more carbohydrates in it. Now, we are talking about plain yogurt, not a vanilla flavor, not a fruit flavor like blueberry or peach or mango or anything like that. We're talking about plain yogurt. Now, the reason that I see more carbohydrates on the low-fat variety of plain yogurt is if you look at the ingredients, you'll often find some type of carbohydrate that's been added as a replacement for the fat that was removed. We have to do something to help replace the texture, the mouthfeel that is now missing because the fat has been removed. And oftentimes I will find on the ingredient label of a low-fat yogurt that there is added modified food starch, some kind of starch or modified food starch. Now, buyer beware. For those of you who are gluten sensitive or have celiac disease, modified food starch may be a source of gluten. It often is. So that's one of my recommendations away from low-fat or non-fat varieties of organic plain yogurt. Always opt for the full-fat variety. So, Dina, I invite you to take a look at the labels again and email me back, radioprogram@AOL.com, because I find that the low fat always has more carbohydrate than the full fat yogurt. I'll give you another example of another dairy product where I find that to be true, and that is on cottage cheese. Your regular 4%, which is the full amount of fat on any cottage cheese, your California style cottage cheese, your regular old cottage cheese generally will have less carbohydrate than the low-fat variety, the 2% or the 1%, right? Cottage cheese. I often find more carbohydrates there. So I may find as much as 6 to 8 grams per serving on a low-fat cottage cheese, for example, than a full-fat, which may be more around the ballpark of 4 grams per serving. So that's the way to go. For those of you who are having dairy, who don't have any issues with dairy, like congestion or dairy allergy or lactose intolerance. By the way, for those of you who are lactose intolerant, you may find that, yeah, you're intolerant to milk and ice cream, you're getting all that lactose, but in yogurt, much of that lactose has been removed, not all of it, much of it, because of the beneficial bacteria. That probiotic bacteria gobbles up the lactose in the yogurt. And always opting for the full fat variety is better, because you will have other carbohydrate in there. And especially if you're carbohydrate sensitive, as Dina says she is. So another thing about yogurt that I find is not a terrific breakfast choice for those of you, for those of us who are carbohydrate sensitive. Even a full fat organic yogurt will tend to cause some hunger later on, and sooner rather than later. If you might opt for, say, a serving of full fat yogurt, plain yogurt for breakfast, versus a 2 or 3 egg omelet or scrambled eggs and bacon or sausage or something like that, you will find that you will be more satisfied on the eggs breakfast rather than the yogurt. And I think the reason is, even though it's full fat, there may still be some lactose there. There may not be enough protein. Although those of you who enjoy Greek yogurt, you're very satisfied with the amount of protein there. And the full-fat Greek yogurt, and you may agree with this, is much more creamy. It's much more concentrated. It's much more dense. You may find it more satisfying. The full-fat Greek yogurt, because it's so creamy, because it's so dense, can feel like a lot in your mouth, taste bud-wise, richness-wise. It can be very rich. And that's why many people opt for the lower fat Greek yogurt. And if you find the same satisfaction and satiety, and you're not hungry at 10:30 a.m. for your lunch, you can go with that. Keep in mind that dairy products do contain growth factors. Any animal milk, cow, sheep, goat, human, all animal milk has growth factors in it. These are meant for growing babies, infants, calves, right? And because dairy stimulates insulin-like growth factor in us when we consume it, could be the reason for hunger earlier when we're opting for something like a full-fat organic plain yogurt. So beware, beware. You can lower the glycemic load of that yogurt by adding some chopped walnuts or slivered almonds or a few pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. You're adding beneficial fat and protein there. You're also adding some nice minerals like some zinc, some magnesium. And it can offer more satiety. You would be lowering the glycemic load of that yogurt by adding some chopped nuts or seeds. If you're adding fruit to your yogurt, like berries, especially if you're eating this at breakfast, you may or may not stimulate your appetite. Everybody is different. Everybody has a unique individual reaction to a breakfast such as this. So check, you know, you try it out. Compare how you feel if you're having a yogurt for breakfast or if you're having a 2 or 3 egg omelet for breakfast. Many of you may find more satiety with the latter breakfast, the egg breakfast, because it's so rich in fat and protein in those egg yolks. Don't throw out those egg yolks. They're very, very beneficial. So keep that in mind. Dina, I thank you very much for your question, but take a look at that. I find it interesting that you say that the full fat always has more carbohydrates than the low fat. Make sure you're comparing apples to apples, meaning that they're both organic, plain variety, and take a look again and see what you find. And, you know, tell me, maybe there are different manufacturers. Maybe you're looking at a Dannon, a Stonyfield, a Coach Farms, a Brown Cow, or Siggy's, or some other brand of yogurt. Let me know. Thank you. Moving on to the next question, I've got an email from Cheryl. Cheryl says, thank you for doing the podcast on severe hypoglycemia, which I did just a couple of weeks ago. And Cheryl says, by the end of the day, if I've eaten too many carbs, and it differs every day because some days I am more affected than others, I have to lie down, take a nap, and sleep it off. Nothing helps. Sometimes I try to fight the awful feeling I have, headache, dizziness, memory issues, and take a long walk or mow the lawn and try to work it off. But it takes at least a day or two to get over it, and then the process starts all over again, trying to control the carbs, which are few, believe me. My hemoglobin A1C is about 6. All right. Cheryl, you're definitely in the pre-diabetic range. Cheryl says, I am a healthy 76-year-old thin woman. I exercise and take all kinds of supplements that you and Dr. Hoffman have suggested over the years. I had a heart attack 2 years ago. I have a high lipoprotein little A. Now, that high lipoprotein little A is a reason in and of itself to cause clogged arteries, Cheryl, even aside from, independent of, that A1C of 6. Cheryl continues to say, in my earlier years, I ate terrible. I was a sugarholic, but that was 25 plus years ago. Cheryl is now 76. My question to you is, could I have depleted my system and blew out my adrenal glands or something so that my body does not have the ability to recover from all the sugar I ate? I just don't seem to be able to eat normal ever. Any idea on what to do? Cheryl, here is what I would look at. I would need an overall look at your health history. I don't do consults on podcasts, but let me give you a few bullet points on things that I would look for. And for any of you who would like a consultation with me, I do phone consults. I have clients, patients all over the country. Just call the office, 212-779-1744. I'll repeat, 212-779-1744. You will speak to Grimaldi. She will set you up. Now, Cheryl, I would advise that you get an adrenal function test, especially a salivary adrenal function test, not a blood test for adrenals. A blood test that I would have you consider getting is DHEA sulfate. That is the correct test, DHEA sulfate. It could be that your adrenals are depleted, and that's why you're having so much trouble recovering, and that the day you have a few too many carbs and you're already having very little, I believe you, The day that you go over a little bit, it's just your adrenals are already so depleted that they can't deal. It's possible. And I would certainly look for deficiencies like magnesium. Now, a correct test, which not a lot of practitioners do, it's one Dr. Hoffman used to do when he had his independent lab, he no longer does, is ionized magnesium, ionized calcium, but ionized magnesium. A lot of doctors don't do that, but you can request a red blood cell magnesium test, that's RBC magnesium, and you want to see that result over 6. You want to see that over 6. So that would even be in the upper normal range than what a doctor would consider, because magnesium gets blown away in the context of poorly functioning adrenals. Cheryl, I would go on to say, and again, this would require a consult, other things I would look at for other nutritional deficiencies like B vitamins, zinc, right? I would also look for toxicity. I would have you consider getting tested for mercury levels. And the best way to do that, not just mercury, arsenic, lead, you know, lead, all of the above. And the best way to do that is a urine toxic metal test, which is one that your doctor would order or your naturopathic physician would order, right? That's the best way to look at toxic metals. You could be feeling the burden of that. And all of this is like a threshold effect. All of these things that, you know, the last straw that breaks the camel's back might be the days that you are reactive to a certain amount of carbohydrate, even though you're still on the low side than most people. And the fact that your A1C remains in the 6 range is still a cause for concern, and I would want to investigate really further what you're eating, the supplements you're taking, and so forth. And maybe there are some things you're getting in certain supplements, fillers and things that may not work in your favor. On occasion, but not often, on occasion, I have seen those of you taking a lot of glucosamine for your joints, that may impact an A1C. It's possible. Not in all cases. There are a lot of things to look at. Maybe that A1C remains high because of some kind of low-grade infection or toxin level. These are all things worth investigating, and this would be done during a consult. So Cheryl, consider that. But again, I want to come back to you about the heart attack you had. Independent of that A1C and anything else that may be going on, again, we don't do consults on podcasts, having a high lipoprotein little a is reason and is more of a risk factor, we have found in the scientific literature, that a high LP little a, a high lipoprotein little a, is much more of a risk factor than any kind of cholesterol level. Also, make sure your triglycerides are low. We want to see them under 80. Anybody on a low-carb diet most often will have under 80, unless their triglycerides before ever embarking on a low-carb diet were extremely high. And that's some kind of familial thing, hereditary thing, that they just may have this predisposition to higher triglycerides. For example, if before ever embarking on a low-carb diet, your triglyceride levels are 400, right? 400, that's high. And then after embarking on a low-carb diet and having your triglycerides tested after 3 months, they come down to, say, 200, 150, that's pretty good. We still call that high, but compared to where it came from, that is way better. So that's also trending in the right direction. So Cheryl, thank you for your question. I want to remind you all that this is a great example of an area, this particular concern of not recovering well, of believing you have some kind of reactive hypoglycemia or being carbohydrate sensitive. Both of these questions that I answered today, the first one from Dina about organic plain yogurt and this one from Cheryl now, is it warrants a further look into what else may be going on that may be exacerbating your symptoms. Cheryl was complaining of having headache, dizziness, memory issues. I question whether all of that is reactive hypoglycemia and that there is something else going on. Depleted adrenals, maybe a toxic burden that she's not aware of. These are all things to be investigated. Maybe some type of low-level infection. You know, these are things where the reaction in the body kind of ebbs and flows. It's not the same every day because some days you feel worse than others. Some days you feel better than others. And that depends on a whole lot of things. Maybe there is candida involved. Candida, an overgrowth of candida in the gut, that can cause memory issues, dizziness, brain fog, headachey type of things. Maybe there are underlying food allergies. Again, these are all things to be investigated on consultation. So thank you, Dina. Thank you, Cheryl, for your questions. And I invite you all to email me with your questions and concerns. Radioprogram@AOL.com is the destination for questions. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.